What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, before we get into things, I did want to remind everybody that if you are into sports gambling at all, you can just go to my website, katietrop.net, click on the Sports Talk with Trop tab, and click on the banner at the top of the page that says Sports Talk with Trop's preferred sports books. Just click on that, and you can find a bunch of sports books I am affiliated with, and you can gamble your life away. So, speaking of sports and gambling, we do have the NBA in full force. The second half of the season is completely underway now. So let's get right into the top 10 NBA power rankings, beginning with the number one team that has remained number one for quite some time now. That is the Oklahoma City Thunder. Their overall record right now is 46-10. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Utah Jazz and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And, man, SGA, he just keeps getting better and better every week, and that just says a lot because the dude has been on fire since game one, basically. Right now, he's averaging 32.3 points per game, and that leads the league. And he's pretty much led the league in scoring for a good portion of the season, we'll say. So he just is looking great. Chet Holmgren's fitting right in even more as well, and this is just looking like a really, really solid Oklahoma City Thunder squad. Then at number two on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Cleveland Cavaliers. Overall record of 47-10. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games, and they are currently on a 7-game winning streak. This past week, they beat the Brooklyn Nets, demolished the New York Knicks, and beat the Memphis Grizzlies as well. Donovan Mitchell just is having a fantastic year. Garland, he missed a last game, but he's been having a great year as well. And then Jared Allen also. Those three guys have just been carrying the squad. You know, I've mentioned I don't know if they're 100% going to be a championship contender, but they're definitely one of the top teams in the league. And I mean, they are well ahead of the Boston Celtics right now, at least in record-wise. So, I mean, Boston could easily catch up, in my opinion. There's plenty of time to go. But if Cleveland keeps playing the way Cleveland's been playing all season long, they are easily going to be the number one overall seed in the Eastern Conference. Then at number three on my top 10 NBA power rankings, the Boston Celtics. Overall record of 41-16. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games, and they are on a 5-game winning streak right now. This past week, they beat the Philadelphia 76ers and demolished the New York Knicks. As you can tell, that is a theme for the New York Knicks this week, getting demolished by some of the top teams in the league. But Jason Tatum, he has, you know, he's been having a fantastic year, but he has started these last couple of games off hot, and he has taken over these games. Jaylen Brown has been very quiet for the most part this season, but right before the All-Star break, he started to get going, and it kind of feels like he's slowly getting there. I don't know what's going on with him. This is just a very down year for him, but Jason Tatum has not lost a step, and, you know, Porzingis, he's also having a solid year as well. But Boston, they're starting the second half off just as expected, hot and looking damn good. Then at number four in my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Denver Nuggets, overall record of 37-20. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Charlotte Hornets, but lost to my Los Angeles Lakers. But Nikola Jokic, I keep saying the dude's having a career year, and that says a lot for him. He's top five in all categories, in scoring and rebounding and assists. He is right up there with all the top guys in the league. So, I mean... there's nothing else to say. Even the other day when they were playing the Lakers, out of nowhere, he's really not doing anything in this game, or it feels like he's not doing anything in this game, and come to find out, he's got a triple-double all of a sudden in the third quarter, I believe. And I remember I was watching it, and I'm like, that's just Jokic, man. He gets a triple-double without even trying. Even when it looks like he's having a bad game, he still manages to get a triple-double. But that dude is just carrying this team. They're getting stronger, and yes, they got beat by the Lakers, but still, I would not overlook this team in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, I would not be shocked if they actually start to catch up to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, the Thunder's going to have to start losing for Denver to really have a legit chance of catching up to them, but I think towards the end of the season, Denver is definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with, especially come playoff time. Then at number five on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Memphis Grizzlies. Overall record of 37-20. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Indiana Pacers. They beat the Orlando Magic and then lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers. A close one, too. But, you know, they've just been, you know, Memphis Grizzlies, they are probably the quietest, best team in the league. And it's just, they score a lot of points. They are great in the paint. Their rookies are playing well. Their veterans are playing well. Ja Morant is having a flawless season. Really no issues. Just a couple of bumps and bruises here and there. But for the most part, it's just been a very solid year for the Memphis Grizzlies. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens once we hit the playoffs, if they're able to just keep it going and actually be a legit squad that people fear come playoff time. Then at number six on my top 10 NBA power rankings, I have the Los Angeles Lakers. Overall record of 34-21. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Charlotte Hornets, but beat the Portland Trail Blazers and demolished the Denver Nuggets. It wasn't even a close one, which was great to see. But what was also great to see is it was Luka Doncic's breakout game as a Los Angeles Laker. The last couple of games, he's been good. He's been there, but you know he's still got to get his legs under him from this calf injury. But Saturday, he had 32 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists. So he was pushing a triple double, but did end up with the double double. But he was on from the jump. Basically, the first quarter he went off, and there was no looking back. And it was a Luka game. LeBron also, you know, the guy has been having a great year. It's kind of funny that a lot of guys, you know, aren't doing the whole back-to-back thing and skipping a lot of games. Not 40-year-old, old-ass LeBron. He hasn't been skipping the games like most of these young cats are, which is just hilarious to see. And he's playing at a high-ass level. It's really cool to see the connection he and Luka already have, and they've only got a few games under their belt. So as the season wears on, like I said, I felt like they had an outside shot at a championship. I still feel like they have an outside shot because they have a lot of work to do, but they keep playing like this and they keep getting stronger and actually playing defense, because that's another thing that they've been doing. They've been playing some good defense for the last couple of weeks, right? Even before the All-Star break, they've been playing great defense overall, even without Anthony Davis, which was my big issue when we traded Anthony Davis. I knew we were going to lose a huge chunk of defense, and actually so far the defense has not suffered like I thought it would. Then at number seven on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the New York Knicks, overall record of 37-20. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week they beat the Chicago Bulls, but lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics, and they weren't even just mediocre losses. They were just like not even close. The Knicks had no shot at all, and that is the Knicks' big problem, is they are a good team. They're great defensively. They don't really have issues scoring. It's just once they play the good teams, they can't beat them, and they haven't. I think they're 0-7, I believe is the stat, with them against the Cavaliers and the Celtics. Those are the two top teams in the East, and that's who they're going to have to compete against once they hit the playoffs, and those are the two top dogs. I would take, you know, if the playoffs started today, I would easily take both of those squads over the New York Knicks, just because they have not been able to put it together against a good team. Now, they do still have a whole second half to go to get things put together, but, you know, that's just been their Achilles heel so far, is not being able to stack up against the best teams, especially in their own conference. Then at number eight on my top 10 NBA power rankings, a team that has just fallen, and that is the Houston Rockets. Overall record of 35-22, 3-7 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Minnesota Timberwolves, but lost to the Utah Jazz. They just have not been able to play any cohesive basketball since right before the All-Star break. I believe it was the week before the All-Star break. They really started to fall apart, and they just have not been able to put it together the second half yet. And now they've even lost their grip on their division lead. And the Grizzlies, they are not a chump squad. The Dallas Mavericks are actually starting to peak as well. They're starting to get going. So Houston is now falling apart, and they may actually start to tumble and may even be questionable to make the playoffs when it's all said and done. Then at number nine on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Los Angeles Clippers. Overall record of 31-25. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Milwaukee Bucks and the Indiana Pacers, and they just have not started out the second half right. It looks like Kawhi is going to miss the next game. We don't know what that means. It could just be, you know, rest, or is he injured again? And it's just not been a good start to the second half. But then again, you know, there's still a lot of basketball to go. But the Clippers just not looking good right now to start the second half. And then rounding out the top 10 NBA power rankings this week, I have the Minnesota Timberwolves. Overall record of 31-27. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Houston Rockets and lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And they are also starting off the second half of the season not looking good. Heading into the All-Star break, they actually looked like they might be a team that could get going. But now they've kind of sputtered out yet again. And it kind of feels like that's going to be the theme for the Timberwolves. It's going to be they get going and then they sputter out. They get going and then they sputter out. And they're not in the division to do that in. I mean, you've got Oklahoma City at the top, and then right behind them is the Denver Nuggets. And those are the two best teams in the Western Conference, at least in my opinion right now. And they are in your division. So Minnesota's really got to get it going. And right now, they're pretty much doing what they've done all season, where it looks like they're going to get it going and boom, they just crash and burn and just keep falling back. Since it's not a lot, you know, I keep calling it sports fan purgatory, so not a lot going on right now. So I am going to start to talk about the college basketball rankings each week as well, because we actually only have a couple more weeks left of the regular season with college basketball. And then we're going to start getting into the conference tournaments here, I believe, in about 2 weeks. And then after that, it's March Madness, of course. The teams that we're talking about now are pretty much the teams that we're going to be looking at as legitimate championship contenders come March Madness. So right now, the number one ranked overall team is Auburn. And what's really crazy, actually, about looking over the college basketball rankings, in the top 10, it is SEC heavy, which is crazy because SEC used to be just football, football, football. And I want to say over the past like 5, 6, 7 years, the basketball in the SEC has really started to get good. I mean, we're not used to seeing Alabama's, you know, playing good basketball. We're not used to seeing, I mean, Tennessee, we do see them here and there, but I mean, it's usually Tennessee and maybe a Florida here and there, but man. The top 10 rankings in college basketball right now are very SEC heavy, and it looks like that's what's going to happen come March Madness. It's going to be SEC heavy basketball teams if they keep it up. So number one, like I said, right now is Auburn. They're 25-2 on the season. Number two is Duke. They're 24-3 on the season. Number three, another SEC team, Florida, 24-3 on the season. Number four, Houston, 23-4 on the season. And Houston, they've been such a good-ass team for years. It's going to be interesting to see if this team is able to get over the hump and get that that championship, because they are just a stacked powerhouse team, especially during the regular season. Then at number five, we have another SEC team, Tennessee. They are 22-5 on the season. Number six, another SEC team, Alabama. Like I said, not really used to seeing Alabama be that great at basketball, although I will say over the last couple of years, Alabama has been pretty damn good at basketball, and here they are. Number six, they are 22-5 on the season. Then at number seven, we have St. John's. They're 24-4 on the season. Number eight, moving up six spots this week, biggest gainer, Michigan State at 22-5 on the season. Number nine, Iowa State at 21-6 on the season. And rounding out the top 10 rankings in college basketball, Texas Tech at 21-6 on the season. So like I said, we've got a couple weeks left of the regular season for college basketball, and then they get going with all their conference championships, and then we get going to the one of the best times of year, and then we get going to some more sports, like I said, because it's sports fan purgatory right now. But once March Madness gets going, then it is nothing but wall-to-wall basketball for a good 3 weeks there. So looking forward to it. This is a good time to really lock into college basketball, because now you're going to start to see teams take shape. And then, like I said, the conference championships are coming up. So you're going to see some tournament style play and some upsets and some teams get going for that March Madness push. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.